Just last week, the Portsmouth Library held a public presentation of its 3D printer, which they named Gutenberg, after the inventor of the old 2D printing press. They call it Goot for short. We sent producer Megan Tan over to see the 3D printer in action. Here's her audio postcard from the visit.
Have you ever seen this before?
No, never. It's amazing.
You know what it is?
3D printer?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that you can, it's not hidden, that you can actually watch it. Mm-hmm.
And so we are just sending this file, basically, wirelessly to the printer. I know, it's amazing. It is mind-boggling. We've made a puzzle, which is super fun. It's actually a very challenging puzzle. And some of these were built as one piece. So this elephant, which I find fascinating, has these moving parts, but this was all one print.
Wow.
There's nothing keeping it attached.
Okay, so it wasn't pieced together after.
So that is kind of interesting. This lobster tail is actually, this articulated, is actually strung together. So it was several pieces of print and then assembled. Similarly with the skull, I believe this was three parts. The teeth were two prints, obviously, and then the skull itself was one. So it's kind of interesting what comes out as one. Isn't that amazing?
What strikes me is the symmetry, that both sides are identical.
You pointed over there, it's very usually
work. You mean that it could be that exact?
Yes, that it's a shadow image, in effect. One half could be turned this way, and it would still be a perfect reproduction.
So is something like a 3D printer really exciting to you?
Yes, not so much because of what I see, but I can see a huge potential for it. And this is one of these things that isn't going to stop here. It's going to be developed and extended in ways that we cannot even anticipate.
And that audio postcard was produced by Megan Tan. Some of the voices you heard belong to librarian Molly Mulligan and Portsmouth residents Sandy Jones and Joseph Jackson. You can find out more about Goot, Portsmouth 3D printer, at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.